Map of Scotland by Herman Moll, geographer, 1714. 1. The inhabitants of the Isle St. Kilda are about 200 in number. The Solan geese are very numerous here, insomuch that the people commonly keep yearly about 20,000 young and old in their little stone houses, of which there are some hundreds, and here is plenty of cod and ling of a great size all round these isles. 2. The north part of Great Britain called Scotland, with considerable improvements and many remarks not extant in any map, according to the newest and exact observations, by Herman Moll, geographer, 1714. 3. The isles afford abundance of fowl. The several tribes of them here build and hatch apart, and every tribe keeps close together, as it were by consent. Some of the lesser isles are much crowded with variety of sea fowl, after their arrival is commonly in February. They sit very close together for some time, till they have recovered the fatigue of their long flight from their remote quarters, and after they have hatched their young and find they are able to fly, they go away together to some other unknown region. These islands also produce many sheep, which have 2 and 3 lambs at a time. They would be much more numerous, did not the eagles destroy them. 4. To the Right Honourable Earl of Mar, one of Her Majesty's principal secretaries of state. This map is most humbly dedicated by your lordship's most humble servant, H. Moll, geographer. 5. Printed for H. Moll, over against Devereux Court in the Strand, J. Bowles and Son, print and map pillars at the Black Horse in Cornhill, Thomas Bowles, print and map seller next to the Chapter House in St. Paul's Churchyard, and for John King, print and map seller at the Globe in the Poultry. 6. It's manifest by this map, which is founded upon undoubted authority, how easy it would be to settle the most advantageous fishery in the world here, and also with a small charge to make rivers navigable, for carrying timber to the seaside, for there grows excellent good fir, etc., in these parts. So that if things were rightly managed, there would be no occasion to go to Norway for wood, or to Newfoundland for fish, seeing North Britain can plentifully furnish us with both.